Good morning. It's December 5, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This commentary discusses the valuation analysis of Bank of New York Mellon. In its latest coverage, Simply Wall Street reported that the bank has delivered impressive returns of approximately 42.9% over the past year, outperforming many peers in the capital markets industry. Their analysis utilizes an excess returns model, which evaluates whether the bank can consistently generate earnings above the returns investors expect on their equity. Currently, Bank of New York Mellon has a book value of about $55.99 per share and is projected to achieve stable earnings per share of around $8.54. With an estimated cost of equity at $6.05, this suggests an excess return of $2.49 per share, supported by a solid average return on equity of 13.86%. Analysts anticipate that the book value will increase to $61.58 per share. When factored into the excess returns framework, this leads to an estimated intrinsic value of nearly $99.57 per share. However, this analysis indicates that the stock may be overvalued by approximately 14.4% compared to its current market price, suggesting that investors might be pricing in more optimistic outcomes than the fundamentals can support at this time. On the valuation front, the bank's price-to-earnings ratio stands at about 15.86, which is significantly lower than the industry average of around 24 and the broader peer group average of around 29.1. While this lower ratio could imply that the stock is undervalued, Simply Wall Street emphasizes that relative comparisons can sometimes be misleading. The fair ratio, which considers Bank of New York Mellon's specific growth outlook, profitability, and risk, suggests a justified price-to-earnings ratio of 16.17. Given that the current ratio is slightly below this figure, it indicates that, on this metric, the shares might be modestly undervalued. Interestingly, Simply Wall Street introduces a new way to view valuation through something they call narratives. These allow investors to connect their expectations about the company's future performance, such as potential growth from digital asset expansion or share buybacks, to its estimated fair value. For instance, some investors might see a fair value closer to $118 per share, while others might adopt a more conservative estimate around $85. This innovative approach invites investors to evaluate where their assumptions align with broader market perspectives, further informing their view on the stock's attractiveness.
This report covers the outlook for Charles River Laboratories International and its potential recovery in preclinical research demand. Simply Wall Street's latest research indicates that the company is navigating a challenging environment, particularly with its reliance on evolving testing technologies and the competitive landscape of global contract research organizations. The firm has recently shared insights into improving trends in its discovery and safety assessment bookings, which could serve as a catalyst for recovery. However, the company also cautions that any renewed softness in bookings or cancellations could impede its path to organic growth. Looking ahead, management has projected that organic revenue will still decline in the fourth quarter of 2025 compared to the previous year, highlighting a fragile backdrop despite some positive trends. In terms of financial forecasts, Charles River Laboratories is expected to generate revenues of approximately $4.4 billion and earnings of around $483 million by 2028. This requires a modest annual revenue growth of 2.8% and a significant earnings increase from a current loss of about $69 million. Interestingly, Simply Wall Street's fair value estimates for the stock range from $188.93 to $254.80, indicating a notable divergence in opinions among investors. As they navigate these complex dynamics, investors should be aware of the risks associated with reliance on backlog and the potential for cancellations. This evolving narrative emphasizes the need for careful consideration of future demand and earning sustainability for Charles River Laboratories.
This report analyzes the valuation of Simon Property Group, a leading real estate investment trust specializing in retail properties. Citing Simply Wall Street's data, Simon Property Group has delivered returns of approximately 5.8% over the past year, positioning it favorably within the retail real estate investment trust sector. The company's financial health is highlighted by its significant free cash flow, which totaled around $4.36 billion last year. Analysts anticipate that this figure will continue to grow as Simon's premium malls and outlets maintain their appeal to both tenants and shoppers. Looking ahead, projections indicate that by 2035, the free cash flow could reach nearly $5.86 billion. When assessing Simon's value, a discounted cash flow model suggests an intrinsic value of about $258.29 per share. In contrast, the stock is currently trading around $183.32, indicating a potential discount of roughly 29% compared to its estimated fair value. This suggests that investors may not be fully recognizing Simon's cash generation capabilities. Additionally, the company's price-to-earnings ratio stands at approximately 26.7 times, which is slightly above the industry average of 26.4 times, but below the broader peer average of 34.2 times. A fair price-to-earnings ratio for Simon, based on its growth outlook and market position, is calculated at 31.2 times. This further reinforces the notion that Simon Property Group may be undervalued, as its current multiple is below this fair benchmark. In other developments, Simply Wall Street introduces an innovative way to evaluate companies through narratives, which provide insights based on projected earnings and revenues. These narratives allow investors to articulate their expectations for Simon, whether optimistic or cautious, thus shaping their perspective on its future value. Overall, with its strong financials and growth potential, Simon Property Group appears to be an attractive investment opportunity in the real estate sector.
This commentary focuses on Occidental Petroleum Corporation's upcoming dividend and its financial health regarding dividend sustainability. Based on findings published by Simply Wall Street, Occidental Petroleum is set to trade ex-dividend in just a few days, meaning investors need to act quickly if they want to receive the upcoming payment of 24 cents per share. This dividend will be dispersed on January 15th, following the company's record date. The company has a history of dividend distribution, having paid out a total of 96 cents per share over the last year, which reflects a trailing yield of 2.2% based on the current stock price. It is essential for shareholders to understand the relationship between a company's earnings and its ability to maintain dividends. In this case, Occidental Petroleum distributed 62% of its earnings to investors last year, which is considered a typical payout ratio. What stands out is that the company has also managed to distribute only 48% of its free cash flow as dividends, suggesting that the payout is comfortably supported by both earnings and cash flow. This positions the dividend as relatively secure, provided that earnings do not take a significant downturn. Moreover, Occidental Petroleum has experienced robust growth in earnings, with an impressive increase of 38% annually over the past 5 years. This growth, combined with a balanced approach to reinvesting profits and paying dividends, indicates potential for sustained dividend payments moving forward. However, there is a noteworthy concern regarding the historical trend of the company's dividend payments. Over the last decade, its dividend per share has decreased by an average of 10% annually, which could raise questions about future growth in dividends despite increasing earnings. In summary, while Occidental Petroleum showcases promising earnings and a manageable payout ratio, the decline in its dividend payments over time warrants closer scrutiny. Investors should remain vigilant about the potential risks the company faces, as highlighted by Simply Wall Street, which suggests that while there are positive indicators, caution is still necessary in evaluating the overall dividend outlook.
This report discusses Lake County Commissioner's decision to terminate their agreement with Kroger and redirect funds to workforce retraining. Citing the business journals, the commissioners voted to reallocate hundreds of thousands of dollars in future incentives following Kroger's announcement of store closures. This move signals a shift in focus towards supporting affected workers rather than financial incentives for the grocery chain. The decision highlights the community's commitment to workforce development in the face of economic challenges.
This report discusses recent institutional investment activity and financial performance of Revvity, Inc. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that Russell Investments Group increased its shareholding in Revvity by over 24% in the second quarter, now owning approximately 66,000 shares valued at around $6.5 million. Other significant investors also made moves, with Price T. Rowe Associates boosting its stake by more than 25% and holding nearly 10 million shares worth over $1 billion after recent purchases. T. Rowe Price Investment Management also raised its position by 8.5%, and EdgePoint Investment Group increased its holdings by over 32%. Overall, institutional investors now control almost 87% of Revvity stock, indicating strong confidence in the company from the investment community. On the operational side, Revvity reported earnings per share of $1.18 for the most recent quarter, surpassing analyst expectations slightly. Revenue for the quarter was about $699 million, showing a modest increase compared to the same quarter last year. Looking ahead, the company has set guidance for earnings per share in the fiscal year 2025 at between $4.9 and $5. Revvity's board of directors has also authorized a stock repurchase program, allowing for the buyback of up to $1 billion in shares. This generally suggests that the board believes the stock is undervalued. Additionally, the firm announced a quarterly dividend of 7 cents per share, reflecting its commitment to returning value to shareholders. Analyst sentiment surrounding Revvity is mixed, with a consensus rating of moderate buy, according to MarketBeat. While some firms have set target prices above $100, others have cut their expectations, reflecting a varied outlook among analysts. As Revvity navigates its growth and market challenges, these institutional movements and financial results will be closely watched by investors.
This commentary focuses on Prologis, Inc., a leader in logistics real estate, and its current market valuation. Simply Wall Street's latest research indicates that Prologis has outperformed many of its competitors this year, prompting investors to reassess whether its stock price remains justified given its financial fundamentals. Recently, Prologis shares fell slightly, down by 0.78% to $128.18. However, this comes after a solid 3-month gain of 12.78% and an impressive 5-year total return of 51.44% for shareholders. This suggests that while there may be some pullback, the overall momentum for the company remains strong, even as investors recalibrate their expectations regarding its valuation. Currently, Prologis trades just below analysts' target prices, which points to a modest potential upside. The company's last closing price was close to its estimated fair value of approximately $130.30. This raises an important question for investors. Is Prologis still undervalued, or has the market already priced in its expected growth? Prologis is diversifying its revenue streams through expansion into value-added services, such as renewable energy solutions and data centers. These initiatives align with longer-term trends in automation and electrification, which could enhance net operating income and profit margins. However, despite these positive developments, Prologis is trading at a significant premium in terms of its price-to-earnings ratio compared to its peers and the broader industry. This premium could narrow if the company fails to deliver on growth expectations.
Investors are advised to be aware of potential risks that could impact Prologis's performance, particularly if leasing activity remains weak or if high vacancy rates and bad debts continue to exert pressure on rents and margins. For those looking to explore further, the analysis emphasizes the importance of comparing Prologis with other investment opportunities to avoid missing out on potentially lucrative options. Overall, while Prologis has shown strong growth, its current valuation merits careful consideration.
This report addresses the recent performance and outlook of Microchip Technology, as well as various analyst rating adjustments. Data shared by Investing.com suggests that Bank of America Securities has raised its price target on Microchip Technology to $72 from $67, while still maintaining a neutral rating on the stock. This adjustment follows a positive pre-announcement from Microchip, which indicated an increase in sales guidance to approximately $1.15 billion, up from the previous midpoint of $1.129 billion. Additionally, earnings per share are now expected to be 40 cents, compared to the earlier estimate of 37 cents. Bank of America noted that bookings in November reached their highest levels in 3.5 years. With December showing further strength as orders are being advanced from January. The firm also reported improvements in backlogs for the March and June quarters of 2026, expecting March quarter growth to exceed typical seasonal patterns. They described this strength as broad-based, with demand visibility improving across various markets and customer segments. Despite this positive momentum, Bank of America maintained a neutral rating, highlighting Microchip's high valuation relative to peers, which are trading at price-to-earnings ratios between 17 and 24 for calendar year 2027. This suggests limited upside potential following the recent stock rally. In related news, other firms have also adjusted their price targets for Microchip Technology. Needham raised its target to $75, reflecting confidence in the company's financial outlook, while Stifel reaffirmed its buy rating with the same target. KeyBank set an even higher target of $85 after Microchip's pre-announcement of expected revenues, which represent a 12% increase year over year. Additionally, Truist Securities has maintained a hold rating with a $60 target following the positive preliminary results for the fourth quarter. In a noteworthy development, Microchip Technology has launched two new low-power digital power monitors aimed at battery-operated devices, which consume half the energy of similar products. This indicates the company's commitment to enhancing its product offerings and overall financial performance.
This commentary focuses on Edwards Lifesciences and its recent updates regarding financial outlook and stock performance. In a statement, Investing.com reported that the medical device company received a price target increase from Stifel, which adjusted its target to $100 from $95 while keeping a buy rating. Currently, Edwards Lifesciences stock trades at approximately $85.78, just 1% shy of its 52-week high. Stifel's optimistic adjustment follows the company's annual investor day, where it highlighted strong leadership and impressive innovations in its product pipeline. The firm anticipates that Edwards Lifesciences can achieve revenue growth between 8 and 10% in 2026, particularly as new regulatory approvals and product launches are expected to come to fruition. During the investor day, the company reaffirmed its guidance for 2025 and provided a positive outlook for 2026. Notably, Edwards anticipates its transcatheter aortic valve replacement business will generate sales between $4.6 billion and $4.9 billion, with a growth rate of 6-8%. Additionally, its transcatheter mitral and tricuspid therapy segment is projected to experience significant growth, potentially reaching sales of up to $780 million. Analysts from various firms have also weighed in, with Canaccord Genuity raising its price target to $89 and BTIG increasing its target to $103, both indicating positive sentiment around Edwards' prospects. Overall, the company's comprehensive innovation pipeline and solid growth expectations have garnered increased attention from investors, reflecting confidence in its future performance.
This report covers the recent performance and outlook for Albemarle Corporation, particularly in the lithium market. Citing Investing.com's data, UBS has significantly upgraded Albemarle's stock rating from neutral to buy, increasing its price target to $185 from $107. The stock has seen tremendous growth, climbing over 105% in the past 6 months and 40% year to date. UBS anticipates a lithium market shortage starting in 2026, driven by rising demand for energy storage and slower capacity growth in Western markets. They predict that lithium prices will increase throughout the year, which could further boost Albemarle's performance. This positive sentiment is echoed by several analysts, with 9 recently raising their earnings projections for the company. Furthermore, UBS's revised earnings estimates for 2026 and 2027 are now significantly higher than the consensus, suggesting a more optimistic outlook for the company. Currently, Albemarle's earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization stands at approximately $697 million. In terms of market pricing, UBS believes lithium is currently valued at around $15 per kilogram. But they foresee this rising to between $18 and $19 in the medium term. Analyst price targets for Albemarle vary widely, ranging from $58 to $200, indicating differing views on its future potential. The company recently reported its third quarter 2025 financial results, which exceeded expectations with an adjusted earnings per share of -$0.19. Significantly better than the anticipated -$0.90. Revenue also surpassed forecasts, reaching $1.31 billion compared to the expected $1.27 billion. Other firms are also showing optimism, with Baird upgrading its rating from underperform to neutral, and BMO Capital raising its target to $136, citing favorable updates in lithium pricing. Additionally, RBC Capital has increased its target to $120, reflecting improved demand conditions in the lithium market. Overall, the outlook for Albemarle appears bullish, with strong interest in the lithium sector, as demand is projected to grow by 30% by 2026, according to industry forecasts.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.